This is News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Griffiths in Beijing. Here is the news. China is set to become the global leader in renewable technology, aiding the rise of a moderately prosperous society, following the significant reforms implemented in the five-year plan. Frederick Newman, co-head of Asian Economic Research at HSBC, told Chinese journalists in Sydney that China will become a global leader in environmental technology as the sector becomes more globally important. Newman said China leapfrogged certain technology, going to the advanced stuff more quickly, and that's positive for China's anti-pollution policy. China's move into this space likely adds competitive pressure on the renewable energy sector as the world slowly transitions into a green economy. Australia's former Foreign Minister Bob Carr said China will become a moderately prosperous society through the significant reform process that is creating a booming middle class, which is expected to add an additional 850 million members by 2030. Carr said, however, that the world is looking to China to implement its environmental reforms to create a green China. This is News Plus Special English. Experts say the relaxation of the family planning policy in China might be good news for those who want bigger families, but it imposes pressure on women who are reluctant to have a second child due to concerns of the financial cost of raising another child. Dr. Anna Smarchdor, a reproduction and childbirth ethics expert at the University of East Anglia in the United Kingdom, said that in many cases, it is not that women are not allowed to have more children, but that they do not want to. She said many countries are seeing a similar phenomenon, because if women have choice and economic freedom, they do not have as many babies, and they have them later in life, thus further entrenching the aging population.